As a first example of a stochastic equation, we'll begin by discussing the Langevin equation in the overdamped limit. This equation is very simple. It's given here. The velocity is proportional to the force with a coefficient lambda plus a noise term, which is this e tau t, which represents a random variable, which is Gaussian distributed. So the equation we want to solve is a first-order linear equation, dr over dt, which is proportional to a function of r, plus a noise term. Noise term is simply a random variable of which we only know the distribution. And we know it's a Gaussian uncorrelated noise, so this means that we know that the average value of eta is zero, and that the two-point function, what is called the two-point function, so the correlation between eta and t and eta s is the delta of t minus s, where the delta is the Dirac delta function. And of course, we must also specify the initial condition, so we assume that the starting value is r0 at time equals zero. So we want to find a numerical method to solve this equation. So the idea, the Verlet idea, is based on a very simple approximation. So we take the position at times t plus delta t, and so we expand the r at times t plus delta t in power series. And since this is an equation which we only know the velocity, we stop at first order in delta t. Then v of t is known because of the equation of motion, and so we get a recursion relation that, in principle, gives you r at times t plus delta t once you know r of t and f of t, which is the value of the force in r of t. This scheme apparently should work, but in practice it doesn't work, because as it stands here, there is one serious problem, that the function e tau t is a stochastic variable which varies significantly between two times, two different times, however close they are. Because if you take a time delta t, the function e tau t corresponds to fluctuations that are very significant inside the interval of width delta t. So we cannot really assume that the behavior of r is smooth as a function of e tau t. So the noise is not smooth, and so we cannot use this very simple procedure, just expanding r times t for delta t, assuming that everything is smooth, because v, the velocity, which is proportional to the noise, is not a smooth function. So we have a function in which we have one term which fluctuates wildly. What is the way out? The way out is that of using the integration method. So what we do is the following. We integrate the equation in the interval t plus delta t. And so the integral of the velocity we know is the position at times t minus delta t minus r of t. This can be integrated exactly. And so this difference is equal to lambda, the integral of the force, plus alpha, the integral of the noise. Now the function is indeed smoothly dependent on time t. And so here, since we neglect terms of order delta t squared anyway, we can just approximate the integral with the function computed in r of t times delta t. So this is easy, and there is no problem. This term indeed can be approximated in this way. But now we should discuss the noise, so the integral of the noise. And so here, what is the new function xi of t, which is the integral of the noise between t and t plus delta t? Xi of t is the sum, the integral, but you can think of it as the sum of Gaussian variables of zero mean. And so we know that the sum of Gaussian variables is a Gaussian variable with the same mean. So xi of t will be a function, a Gaussian variable of zero mean. Now we compute the variance. So let's compute the variance. So we compute the square of xi, and we don't have to subtract anything because xi has zero mean. So we substitute the exact expression, so the two integrals. So we have the integral of ds1 and the integral of ds2 of the average value of eta s1, eta s2. Then we use the fact that the correlation is a delta function. And so we obtain that the integral is equal to delta t. So the variance of xi is delta t. So the result is that xi is a Gaussian variable with zero mean and variance equal to delta t. So we define a new variable, which is rho, which is 1 over square root of delta t xi of t. And this variable is a Gaussian variable with variance 1. And now we can replace the integral with rho, and we obtain the new equation, which is written at page 3. So we have the deposition at times t plus delta t is equal to deposition at times t plus lambda f of t delta t plus alpha square root of delta t rho of t. This expression is very similar to the expression that we would have obtained naively from the Verde procedure just by expanding r of t plus delta t, but with a very significant difference, that we do not have alpha times delta t, but rather alpha times square root of delta t. So the noise term, which is proportional to rho, is now has now a dependence on square root of delta t. And moreover, rho t has is a variable which has variance 1, while eta had variance in some sense. It's not really well-defined the concept, but with infinite variance. So this shows you what is the correct procedure to obtain a discrete version of the equation. It's interesting that you can look at this equation as a Markov process, in which, of course, the probability of arriving at a certain point r at times t plus delta t is controlled by the probability distribution of rho t. So this is essentially a probabilistic dynamics in which the position at each time is not defined exactly, but it's defined, but it depends on the probability distribution of the noise, which in this case is represented by the variable rho. So this is the way in which we obtain a discrete version of the dynamics for this type of equation.